The Abraham Accord is for you.
The story of Abraham, how God had given him a promise.
Galatians 3 and 15. Brothers, let me put this in human terms. Even a human covenant, once it is ratified, cannot be canceled or amended. Oh, this is getting good. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scriptures does not say that it is to many seeds. Somebody better go read this and see what they're talking about. What I mean is this. The law that came 430 years later does not revoke the covenant previously established by God so as to nullify the promise. The promise has not been fulfilled yet. The prophecies and the blessings of God that he promised to Abraham are still coming, and the Abraham Accord is for you. I know y'all heard about that.
2 years ago, the Abraham Accords were signed on September 15, 2020. It brought historic peace between Israel, the UAE, and Bahrain.
Where they had Israeli Israel and the Arabs and the Muslim nations and the Christian community and all of them tried to come together talking about the Abraham Accords. But the Abraham Accord is for you. It's a contract. It's a covenant. It's a guarantee that it's still coming. To his seed. It said not to many. That's what it said. It said not to many, but to his seed, because the afflictions only happen to his seed. Therefore, the blessings will only happen to his seed. And the land that came 430 years later, it said, did not revoke it. Every year, I do a 400 years breakdown, which is the Abraham Accord.
Know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years.
This is the Abraham Accord, the 400 year prophecy. Look, it's in Genesis 15, 13. It's also in Acts 7 and 6. And it's also in Jubilee 14 and 13. First, I'm going to read Genesis 15 and 13. And know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in the land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them for 400 years. What's crazy is that we're still having this conversation. This only happened to one people ever in the history of the world. If these are the last days right now, who is this? Tell me right now a people that is claiming to be afflicted right now after 400 years. Tell me one people right now who have just so happened to have been 400-ish years and they're claiming that they are being afflicted. Show me a people right now on the earth right now who are professing and claiming to be mistreated. It's only one people doing this. Only one people on the whole planet is doing this.
So the year of return marks 400 years since the first ever slave ships moved from Jamestown, Accra to Jamestown, Virginia. That was 400 years since that first ever migration. The first slaves ever left Ghana.
It's like the 1619
Project. 1619 Project, right? Yep. So Ghana proclaimed that 400 years as the year of return. When you go to Ghana and you visit the slave castles, you'll see this door of no return. And it was the last door that slaves went through to be able to kind of see their lives in Ghana. That was the last time. When you went through that gate, you were just going into slavery. You were never coming back.
The scripture says, and listen to this, it continues on, Acts 7 and 6, it says, and the nation to whom they have served, the nation to whom they have been mistreated, the nation to whom they have been afflicted by, the nation to whom they say they have been oppressed by, it says that God is going to judge those nations. And then after that judgment, it says they're going to come out. Oh, my Lord, this is so good. The Abraham Accord is for you. So you got 400 years. That's what the scripture says. 400 years of mistreatment, 400 years of oppression, 400 years of affliction. And then it says that the nations to whom did this to them are going to be judged. And the Bible says that judgment is 7 years and broken up into 2 3.5 year periods. Look at this right here. Second Ezra 7 and 30. And the world shall be turned into the old silence 7 days, like as in the former judgment. Second Ezra 7 and 31. And after 7 days, the world that gave it awakened shall be raised up, and that shall die that is corrupt. Second Ezra 7 and 43. The judgment will last 7 years. That's the arrangement I have made for judgment day, but I have revealed these things only to you. Daniel 9 and 27. He will confirm a covenant with many for 1 7, right? In the middle of the 7, he will put an end to the sacrifice and an offering. And at the temple, he will set up an abomination that causes desolation until the end that is decreed is poured out on him. So that's talking about 7 years of judgment, and then 3.5 years he's going to put an end to the sacrifice and the offering. The 3.5 years is also talked about in Daniel 12 and 11, and also the 3.5 years of judgment, the 2 3.5 years, which equals 7 years, is also talked about in Revelations 13 and 5, which talks about the beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise its authority for 42 months. The Abraham Accord is coming to you. It's coming to you. This isn't offensive. This is just the truth. The Abraham Accord is coming to you. 1619 to about 2020. That's 400 years. We don't know if it was in the winter of 1619. We don't know if we're talking about 1619 to August 1619. Now, look, 1 year would be 1620. See, they didn't want to do that. 1 year would be 1620. So then that means that it goes into 2020. And most people say that judgment, they believe judgment started somewhere in 2020. Some people say in March, some people say in September. But we don't know the day. We don't know the hour. We don't know the exact time. We don't know the exact day, as the scripture says, but we do know the season. Somebody help me preach this thing right now. So judgment. So 400 years. Just bear with me for a minute. 400 years, 1619, 1620. And then judgment starts, 3.5 years of judgment. And almost every single person you speak to says that they feel like we are living under judgment right now. Matter of fact, the president of the United States at that time, President Donald J. Trump, commemorated the 400 years of the ancestors of slaves being in America at 1620. So many believe that the first 3.5 years of judgment, which is the sealed judgments, broken. I'm one of those many that believe this. Well, I'm saying many believe. I'm one of the many that believe that judgment started somewhere around 2020, 2021. We don't know the day. We don't know the hour, but we do believe judgment started around 2020, 2021. 3.5 years later, I even put it in a book. 3.5 years later is the last trump. 3.5 years later, the trumpet shall sound. So it said that the seal judgments. And then the trumpet judgments comes directly after the seal judgment. But before the trumpet judgments is the last trump. The trumpet is sound. Before the trumpet is sound, it says that there's a last trump. Oh, my God. 1 Corinthians 15:52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound. And the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Mortals becoming immortal at the last trump, before the trumpet judgments. Before the trumpet judgments occur, mortals are going to become immortal. How do we know that? Because even if you read into the trumpet judgments, it says that the servants of God cannot be harmed by the trumpet judgments. So they're going to have some kind of mark on their head. I was watching the movie, Mortal Instruments the other day, and they put the mark of Cain on him. And oh, my God. And it was a mark that was put on his head. And anytime anything would try to harm him, it wouldn't be able to. Oh, my God. I hope y'all hear what I'm saying. So these mortals are going to become immortal. That's what the scripture says. Mortals, we are all going to be changed. And the dead going to be raised. Oh, my God. Incorruptible. But we are all going to be changed. But mortals at the last trump are going to become immortal. Humans are going to become superhuman. Matter of fact, I have said that President Trump is the last president of the United States of America. But I get in that another time. So coincidentally, President Trump, if he becomes president or not, his last presidency, the election, at least for the last Trump, starts in or around the end of the 3.5 year mark of this judgment. I hope somebody's following me. I'm in my new location preaching this right now, so I'll probably be a little bit uncomfortable, but I hope y'all bearing with me so far. The Bible says that you will be changed. The Bible says that you will come out with great substance.
The Lord spoke to Abram in a vision. Abram, don't be afraid. I will protect you and reward you greatly.
Acts 2:38. Peter replied, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise, the covenant, the testament, the contract is for you and your children. This is good. Oh my God, what is the Holy Spirit? Acts 1:4. When the day of Pentecost had came, everybody didn't heard this one before. They were all together in one place. Suddenly, sounding like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire separated and came to rest on each of them. They saw what looked like tongues of fire separated. They went together and it came and rested on each of them, the mark on their forehead. Oh my God. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in different tongues as the Spirit enabled them. All of them were filled with the Spirit. So much that people thought they was drunk. So much that people said, why are they so overjoyed? So much that people thought they were high. They thought something was going on. Oh my Lord. But look what happens. Peter goes on with the scripture. Look at this. Look at this. These people are not drunk as you suppose. It is only 9 in the morning. Look at this. No, this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Oh, I've been talking about this for a long time, Joel 2 and 28, right? But this is Acts 2 and 17. Look at this. In the last days. Oh, this is what is spoken about by the prophet Joel. So a Holy Spirit comes on to them. But then Peter says that no, nothing's wrong with them. This is what is spoken about that's going to happen in the last days again. Okay, what's going to happen? In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people, meaning your people, because that's what that's the only person the prophet Joel was talking to was his people. He wasn't talking to everybody, the whole world. He was talking to his people. He was a prophet speaking specifically to his people. He said, I'm going to pour out our spirit on all people. Your sons and daughter will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women. I guess the women gonna have powers too. I will pour out my spirit in those days and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below. Blood and fire, billows and smoke. Look at this. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and glorious day of the Lord. So you know that this spirit being poured out on his saints is going to happen in the last days before the coming of God, before the coming of the Lord. Oh my God, there's another scripture that talks about, oh my goodness. It's in Matthew 24 and 30. Look at this. Then will appear the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all the peoples of the earth will mourn when they see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call. And they will gather his elect from the four winds of the earth and from one ends of the heaven to the other. They will here come his angels with a loud trumpet call to gather his elect from the four winds of the earth. There it is, precept upon precept. You got 1 Corinthians 15:54 says, in a moment and twinkling of an eye at the last trump. You got Matthew 24 and 30 also talking about at the trumpet call. And I'm telling you that we're living currently right now under the seal judgment, the first seal, the second seal, the third seal, the fourth seal, the fifth seal, the sixth seal, and the seventh seal, right? And the seventh seal seals the servants of God. And the seventh seal is right before the trumpet judgments at the last trump of the trumpet shall sound. This all goes directly in 100% lockstep with the Abraham Accord, the promise that is for you. The promise that is for you. The Abraham Accord is for you.
Lion of Judah, I don't know where to begin.
But as Jesus Christ is our shepherd, the souls of men are his sheep. Do you not bow to yourselves before your prophet?
So we see that this will happen in the last days. This Holy Spirit that Peter and his disciple received is going to be poured out on God's chosen people. Oh, my God. In the last day, it said the promise is for you and your oh, my God, this is too good. This is too good. This is how we are going to come out with great substance. This is how God's children, God's people are going to be revealed. This is why I never argue with anybody online about who God's chosen people are. You know how the scripture says, I believe it's Romans 8:17. Oh my God, for the whole world is waiting in eager expectation for the children of God to be revealed. You know how the scripture says that the world is mourning. The world is growing and waiting in eager expectation for God's people to be, God is going to reveal us. You understand that? God is going to reveal us. When the scripture says in Psalms, oh my God, 82:6, that ye are gods and you are all children of the Most High God, you are literally going to be a God. God is, look, the Holy Spirit is going to be poured out on you, as Peter said, giving us supernatural powers, giving us supernatural abilities. We are going to be able to run and not grow weary. We are going to mount up on wings like eagles. One of us is going to chase 100. Two of us is going to chase 1,000. You got to hear what I'm saying. And the children of our oppressors are going to bow down at our feet. I want you to hear what I'm saying. The Abraham Accord is for you. The Abraham Accord is for you. The 400-year prophecy is about you. That's what it says in layman's terms. The Abraham Accord is for you or is about you. The 400-year prophecy is for you and it's about you. And you're the only people on the effing planet, on the whole planet, who fit this prophecy. Thank you for watching and thank you for listening. If you would like to send an offering, please send it to leodunson.com/donate. You can also go to Cash App, $Leo Dunson. And may the glory of God and his blessings be upon you. So there's no reason for you to worry. There's no reason for you to have any anxiety. There's no reason for you to even doubt. Because this is 100% confirmation. God made it so, no, look, there's people saying that they are you, but it's clear that they are not you. They've never experienced 400 years of affliction, and they are not currently experiencing 400 years of affliction right now. Only you are. Only you are saying that. You're the only people watching and saying that. You're the only people on the whole planet. Whether you are in the UK, whether you're in America, whether you're in Jamaica, Haiti, wherever you are at, that you was dispersed from the transatlantic slave trade, you are the only people on the planet who are saying that you are oppressed and have been this way for 400 years since you got to whatever nation that you are in, that you are claiming or that you are professing that has held you in bondage and that has been mistreating you. You're the only people that's saying that. So it doesn't matter what these people call themselves or who they want to call themselves or what they want to say. God is going to reveal you in these last days. And I'm telling you that it is coming in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. I'm telling you that it's coming at the last trump. This year, the trumpet shall sound. The Abraham Accord is for you. Receive this message in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shalom. Shalom. For exclusive content, please go to leodunsonministries.com.